Oromadont is officially extending an olive branch to the city of Barrie to find a solution to its boundary expansion issue. Oromadont Council voted unanimously Wednesday night to support a report from the township's planner which calls for increased cooperation between the two municipalities and presented alternatives to Barrie's initial proposal. I think it's an excellent report and gives us definitely a path forward to a sustainable and amicable solution, said Oromadont Township Mayor Randy Greenlaw. We will continue discussions with the City of Barrie. In the report, Oromadont planner George Vadaban Kerr said township staff do not support the proposed municipal boundary expansion, because the planning justification has not been completed to demonstrate that the proposed expansion satisfies provincial interests and represents good planning. But, he said, the township is prepared to work with the City of Barrie to find a solution to address its employment land needs based on a comprehensive planning process that works for Oromadont, Barrie, Simcoe County and the province. He also requested that staff be authorized to prepare additional background documentation in support of the ongoing discussions with the Barrie. Vadaban Kerr said the township has almost 860 hectares, approximately 2,100 acres, of employment land designated in its official plan along the Highway 11 corridor, minutes away from the Barrie boundary, that could accommodate the city's requested land needs and be developed by almost any interested party seeking employment land. For clarity, Oromadont Count. John Bard asked Vadaban Kerr if there were any issues with the township not having municipal water and sewers available in its development, employment land area. Those lands can be developed on well and septic, there's not an issue, Vadaban Kerr told council. However, there are some types of industries that do use a lot of water and those types of industries tend to use quantities of water that go beyond just what a well can provide. They also discharge wastewater more than what a typical septic system can handle. Those types of industries and businesses should locate in municipalities that have full water and sewer services, Vadaban Kerr added. If Barrie and Oromadont worked collaboratively, he said they could identify businesses that only need well and septic to locate in Oromadont's designated employment land, and industries that require municipal water and sewers to locate on land designated within the city of Barrie. He said the two municipalities should be working from a regional focus in terms of meeting employment needs of the area. Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall said discussions are ongoing with Oromadont, some of which are confidential. The township of Oromadont and city of Barrie continue to have discussions focused on the future prosperity of the greater Barrie area, the township of Oromadont, and the county of Simcoe, Nuttall said in response to Oromadont Council's decision to continue to discuss Barrie's boundary expansion. We remain committed to finding a multi-municipal solution in the best interests of the entire region, Nuttall added. Oromadont Deputy Mayor Peter Lavoy said there are a lot of matters to take under consideration and he's looking forward to further talks. We'll have conversations with Barrie, some of which will be private and some of which will evolve, and some of them will become public as necessary when they ought to evolve, he said. We look forward to coming up with solutions that are the best solutions for all of our communities, Lavoy added. Following council's discussion of Vadaban Kerr's report, Greenlaw provided council with an update to his January 18 meeting with Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Paul Calandra. Minister Calandra was very open and transparent and when I followed up with him at ROMA, Rural Ontario Municipal Association, he said he is very confident that the parties themselves will find a solution without him engaging, which is a positive thing, Greenlaw said. We hope to get this as far along the path as possible in order to find a solution, he added. If not, at that point, we will implement a facilitator.